On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent me a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, hold up. Stop just a second. Hey, Matt.
Jane, what are you doing here?
Listen, sweetheart, that's not how the song goes. So let me break it down for you. For real, okay? It's the 12 stinks of Christmas my true love sent to me. 12 tins of gaming. 11 guests, one bathroom.
10 casseroles lingering.
9 hours of road trips.
8 uncles belching.
7 piles of dishes. 6 geese a-laying.
5 burnt turkeys.
4 pugs a-stinking. 3 musty stockings.
2 smelly cats. And an ugly sweater from 1993.
Well, it's our friend Jane Lynch with Matthew Morrison from Glee who joins us now. Welcome home. Anytime you're on GN, it's like coming home.
It sure is. You know, I'm on my way to you guys. I'm actually about to get on a flight.
You coming to Chicago?
I'm coming to Chicago.
Are you staying with me? Did I forget something?
Yeah, I'm staying with you, man. You were going to pick me up at the airport.
Got it covered.
Right? Remember? Okay, good, yeah.
All right, now, I don't want to miss this, because Angel from Hell, we're seeing the promos all the time. And by the way, thanks to the people from Febreze for that. Anytime you can hang out with your friend Matthew Morrison and be a goofball, I'm sure that was a good time.
It was the best, and we've been promoting this thing since early December, and it's so great to be back with him. And we love Febreze. We love the smell. We love getting rid of stink for people. We love getting rid of stink for America. That's our job.
When you get a call from your agent that says, okay, I got something, and it's with Matthew, and you're excited, at what point does he drop in it's the Febreze 12 Stinks of Christmas?
Well, it went the other way around, my friend. I've been working with Febreze for a couple of years now, and they said, who would you like to sing with you? So Matt got that call.
That's
you want to work with Jane again, but it's going to be for Febreze, and it's going to be about stinky things around Christmas, and he jumped at it. He loved it.
I certainly hope you made him audition. You can follow you can follow Jane at Jane Marie Lynch all over social media. Say hi to Andrea.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I love following you on Twitter, though. I do have a little bone to pick with you. Aurelio's? Really? Best pizza ever?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
It's pretty good.
It is good stuff.
Pretty good. Here in L.A. It's the greatest. The one in Homewood and the one in LaGrange are the ones I love. Yeah. Great.
I like the thin crust because it's not really thin.
Yeah, it is good thin.
It's good thin, and it's got the, I don't know what they do with the tomato sauce. It tastes like they put sugar in it. They claim they don't. But it is so delicious.
We got to send some pizzas out to you in L.A.
She's doing just fine. She calls Matthew Morrison and says, bring me pizza, boy. And then it just happens. I mean, tell us about Angel from Hell.
Well, Angel from Hell is a show that we actually just wrapped our 13 episodes last night. I play an angel, or maybe I'm just a crazy homeless person who lives in her car. But I insinuate myself into Maggie Lawson's wife. She plays Allison. And, you know, I kind of have to mess things up before they get better. That's just kind of the way I do things, because I like to drink. I love to eat sugar. I love being in the human body. I love sex. I love everything about being human in this life. And I'm trying to get her to loosen up and, you know, experience life that way as well. She's kind of buttoned up. And Kyle Bornheimer and Kevin Pollak are in it, and it's just a love fest. It's a half hour. It's really fast. It's very sharp writing, and we're really proud of it. It premieres the 7th, which is the Wednesday after I do, or the Thursday after I do the People's Choice Awards, which will be on the 6th.
I think everybody would like a guardian angel like you.
Well, chick's busy, man.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's a lot of fun. You know, she's messy, she's goofy, she's sloppy. She moved into her garage. But her life's better for me, that's for sure.
You're the lighten-up guardian angel.
Exactly. Not your traditional angel, certainly not like the other angel shows that have been on television.
And going to air what night?
Thursday night on CBS at 9:30.
Cool.
They got a whole comedy lineup there, Steve.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Well, yeah, but 9:30, that's the cleanup slot. You're anchoring that block then.
Yeah, we kind of are. Yeah, we're anchoring it. I like that.
Yeah. All right, I know you got to get on a plane, and you're coming home to fog and 60 degrees, so enjoy it.
That's what I'm hearing. I've got my big coat ready to go, and I'm going to bring it anyway.
It's Jane Lynch. I hope you get to sit next to her on the plane, everybody. Thanks for being on.
Take care, my friend.
All right, see you. 8:30 our time? Yeah. So that's the anchor leading into the 9 o'clock.
She's so cool, by the way. Hollywood Game Night just got renewed again, so yeah. That's going to premiere in January as well. That's a fun show.
Yeah.
Where all the celebrities get up there and they, well, they get popcorn thrown in their face, basically. They get a wrong answer.
John and I, the company we have, we were pitching a couple of those. One was where just four big guys sit around and play Jenga. You remember that?
Yeah, and we just sit there and we go, you pick it up.
You.
No, you it pick it you. Up. And then we had another one. We had Amish Yahtzee.
Yeah.
Where we'd play Yahtzee, but we'd be in full Amish gear.
And it's in the dark because it's at night.
Right.
So nobody really knows where the board is.
Yeah.
Or how does anyone know you're in Amish gear?
Well, prior to the lights turning off, we'd be outside. I guess we have worked out everything, Dave. It's still,
in
the storyboard
stage. It's in development.
You wouldn't have lights, though, right? Because you're Amish and
yeah.
You know, electricity, the whole.
Well, that's what I said. We play at twilight.
Yeah.
We start playing at twilight, but a good game of Yahtzee is going to go on for a while.
Yeah, we had the Amish light bright, but that thing didn't click at all.
Yeah. And then we played life-size chutes and ladders.
Yeah, that was, my Lord.
Am I weird for thinking this sounds kind of interesting to watch you guys do all this stuff?
Yeah, well, it took a lot out of me. I can't speak for John. Santa Claus returns before 10 o'clock. Santa Claus will take some more adult calls and adult texts. It sounds actually more salacious than I mean it to sound. But you kids get access to Santa Claus all the time. Santa was on the show earlier. He's been in the green room eating cookies ever since. And Santa will be back. He had a couple of conference calls with the North Pole. He'll be back before 10 to take your calls and take your text messages as well. As a matter of fact, Santa looks a little tired. We should do that next.